Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, here to catch you up on the latest scoop in our Tuesday, April 15th, 2025 segment of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Starting off our bulletin, ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, is actively working towards greater transparency in the financial sector. Through their new initiative, detailed in consultation paper CP383, they aim to identify financial licensees who report breaches. The shift will involve publishing detailed reports on reportable situations and internal dispute resolution data, complete with company names and license numbers. This change aims to enhance transparency, bolster accountability, foster improved industry practices, and guide consumers with clear, comprehensive insights. Commissioner Alan Kirkland emphasized that consumers will be better informed, enabling them to make sound financial decisions, ultimately fostering a robust financial sector. Moving on to the economic front, recent figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics signify a prolonged household recession across the nation. The stats reveal a decline in real per capita household consumption for an eighth consecutive quarter, coupled with a stark 8% drop in real per capita household disposable income. Tougher budget constraints, elevated financial pressure, and reduced economic participation are pushing living standards down. At large, the consumer economy is feeling the effects, with shrinking spending affecting domestic demand, business profits, and investment confidence. Experts are keeping a keen eye on job market trends, inflation rates, and changing fiscal policies as key elements to steer recovery efforts. Securing your retirement funds is a top priority, and recently, central accounting associations like CPA Australia and Chartered Accountants ANZ have implored the ATO, the Australian Taxation Office, to streamline pension regulations with those of APRA, the Australian Prudential Regulative Authority. The call for unity appeals to prevent undue tax disadvantages and ensure all-round protection of the pension system's integrity. The alignment is especially important for situations where minimum pension payments have not been met, as per the current ATO guidelines. Lastly, ASIC is back in the news for their legal suit against Hollard Insurance in the federal court, citing breach of the duty of utmost good faith in the mismanagement of a storm damage claim dating back to October 2021. The prolonged case lasted over 3 years and featured delays, claim rejections, and a home reduced to an uninhabitable condition due to moisture and mold, eventually leading to total demolition. Hollard has acknowledged the proceedings but refrains from more comments due to ongoing legal matters. That wraps up our news for today. For more updates and insights into the world of finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Signing off. Until next time, stay financially enlightened, Australia.